3, 2, 1. What's going on, guys? Smaller Dan, Mel Nivum here. Episode 36 of Pool Boys.
After what's up?
A long time waiting, we're finally live.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been a hectic week. Crazy week.
Crazy week, but like not a lot of subjects. That's the thing.
There's a lot of subjects.
Not as much as last week. Yeah.
But it's still a good amount of topics. We're getting some topics as, you know, sports. There's not a lot of stuff going on. But there is the same time somehow.
We're not in the dog days yet.
Nah. That's like June, July, August.
I would say like at this point we're edging because we're about to hit NHL and basketball playoffs.
I'm always edging. Oh man, I can't wait to talk about the NHL playoffs.
The MLB season's coming. It's about to come up.
Oh, people forget MLS season just started last week.
I actually watched the game the other day.
I tried to, completely forgot. I'm a NYCFC guy. It was on ESPN Plus, so I couldn't watch it.
I'm a Portland Timbers guy.
No, you're such a bandwagon.
I only like them because I didn't know. I don't even, are they good?
I think so. To be honest, I have no idea, but I just assume they are.
I only like them because I know they cut like a piece of timber up before every game.
Wow, so special.
I know, right? Fucking God.
That was our MLS soccer talk. Happy how they finally get out of the way. The biggest topic of the week. I hate. Spike Lee.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, the biggest night, probably the biggest win the Knicks had this year against the Rockets, at least one of the biggest wins against the Rockets. They got the nice victory, 2-point win. Frank Ntilikina, great defense at the end of the game to save the victory for us. And all everyone's talking about Spike Lee against James. So,
well, I mean, you just said big win. Yeah, you guys don't have big wins.
Oh, yeah. Being the Rockets at home, it's a huge thing.
How is that a huge – it's not like you guys going anywhere.
Yeah, but still, we're beating one of the best teams in basketball. They beat us 5 straight years, you know? It's nice to see
Rockets,
you finally get it.
Rockets are Rockets good this year?
They're 4th place, I'm pretty sure. 5th place.
I don't know why I thought they were bad.
Probably because you listened to too much mixtape.
That is true.
But the biggest topic was Spike Lee. Spike Lee was trying – so Spike Lee always goes through this entrance. He said he went to this entrance for 28 years. And I said, "No, Spike, you can't go this. You can't go this way." But he still went.
Which is
the elevator.
Which is ridiculous. I mean, like I understand why they did. Why like he's not really allowed to. But yeah.
But He didn't listen. He went up the elevator, and he was stopped by security guard when he went to the arena, the place to go to the concourse. I guess that's what the word I'm looking for. And. So he was getting harassed, as he would say. He's getting harassed by the security guards because they're saying, "Oh, you can't go this way. It's only for employees' entrance. You have to now leave and go all the way around the garden into the VIP entrance," which is the dumbest thing ever.
I'm gonna be honest. I did not know that detail about it. They really told me you had to go all the way around.
Yeah.
Wow. Like,
I wouldn't say he's the most popular Knicks fan because there's probably more popular Knicks fans.
What?
No, like, you know what I mean? Like, by fame-wise, I'm saying.
Yeah, I mean, if you're saying it like that.
Yeah,
but, like
but he is the most.
He's the most known
I don't even say he's, like, the most passionate Knicks fan, to be honest.
What?
But he was a
who would be the most passionate?
Well, I'll get to that part later. Why is that? But I get, like, a guy in Spike Lee's stature, I should say, you let into the arena no matter what. You say, all right, next time, Spike, listen to me. Next time, Spike, you can go this time, but next time, go through the VIP entrance and you can go in like that. But next time, you can't go through this part. You can't go through employee's entrance.
They just handle it in classic Knicks fashion.
Yeah, so I don't know what happened. None of the details came out, but Spike Lee eventually came into the game.
Spike Lee came into the game, yeah. They checked in. He checked in.
He was there at halftime. And next day, he goes on First Take because he got mad that he got mad that the Knicks PR released a statement saying they shook hands at halftime.
They did shake hands.
We'll get to that. But he said and that was blasphemous. They never shook hands. And he said it was a crazy thing, but it was his first take. I wish I was able to watch it. I just never had the time to watch it. But I was able to watch it with little snippets of it.
I watched Snippet too. I watched Snippet too.
But yeah, it just such a stupid. And then the Knicks after that, the Knicks made their own statement. Can I read the whole Knicks statement?
Don't read the whole thing. That was a long ass statement.
The idea that Spike Lee is a victim because he was repeatedly asked him not to use the employee entrance and instead use a dedicated VIP entrance, which is used by every celebrity who enters the Garden, is laughable. It is disappointing that Spike would create this false controversy to perpetuate drama. He's welcome to come to the Garden anytime via the VIP or general entrance, just not through the employee entrance, which what he and Jim agreed to last night when they shook hands.
Ooh. That was the whole statement.
And they showed a picture. The dumbest. There's two dumb parts. One of the dumbest parts is they showed the picture of them shaking hands.
That picture proves that it was staged, by the way.
Oh, no. I don't think it was. I don't think it was.
You don't think that was.
I think I saw that picture before it was posted by the Knicks. I'm not even sure if I did or not, but I feel like I did. That's not the first time I saw that picture when the Knicks posted it.
What fan is just posting a picture like that?
Because they probably heard there was controversy and they saw him shaking hands, so they probably took the picture.
Was it the controversy? I thought was before. Oh wait, you're saying
it was happened during the game.
I see what you're saying then.
Yeah. So yeah, and then Spike Lee went on ESPN Radio, Michael Kay's show, and was saying that they never shook hands, which is they clearly shook hands.
Ridiculous. I mean, they obviously shook hands. Yeah.
And he was very mad. It's just crazy. Also, I forgot to mention, Spike Lee spent $3 million over the last 20 years on season tickets. What a buffoon.
I thought it was $10
million. Was it $10
million? It may have been $10 million. Like, that's a big – $10 million and $3 million is a big difference. I mean, the thing about the situation is, like, technically, yeah, they're both
not. Oh, all right, it was $10 million. You're right.
Like, technically, the Knicks are right. He should – like, that's not where
he's supposed to be. If they're saying they keep on telling him to stop using his entrance, then, yes, they are right. They told him to stop doing it. They're in the right there.
But that's also Spike Lee. And if he's been going there – if he's been using that entrance for, like, what is that, the last, like, 10 years he's been using that entrance?
No, they said he's been using it for 28 years.
All right, see, that's the thing. If he's been – like 28 years is a weird time to tell him, yeah, you can't use that entrance.
I did, and also Spike Lee said he's not gonna stop being a Knicks fan, which is cool. He's not gonna be, he's still gonna be a Knicks fan. But what I'm, but I would say that the Spike Lee, don't listen to James Dolan. Just keep going to the Knicks games. It doesn't matter what why now are you gonna start like criticizing James Dolan? Because he's notoriously known for ever criticizing James Dolan. But once he gets affected by it, that's when he's going to start criticizing. That's why I think he's not like a true Knicks fan. Because any real Knicks fan will criticize the guy who's killing this team.
Well, he didn't want to criticize him because he's a big enough name that if he criticizes him, then he's going to kick that for life, like Oakley.
Here's the thing. He's never going to be able to get kicked out unless he like causes a disruption at the Garden.
I mean...
That's the only reason why Oakley was never allowed back to the Garden because he caused the disruption.
But I mean, I don't know. The Knicks are just so weird. Like,
yeah, they're a very dumb team.
Even when you guys are doing the right thing, it's like it's still wrong
because
like,
they just do stupid things. When the fact that they put in their statement, what is it? Which is used by every celebrity. All right, so when the fact that they said is laughable, I was like, oh my god, I can't believe this is a real team. The fact that they use laughable in a statement. It's literally James Dolan's like response. Oh, that's laughable. That
saying that's laughable. That's a direct like insult.
Yeah. The idea that Spike Lee is a victim. Oh my god.
But like Spike Lee, he blew it out of proportion.
Yeah.
Like it's not that big of a story. It's not that big of a thing if he doesn't like.
Yeah. If he never goes the first take, this no one talks about. We're not even really talking about this.
He doesn't go on first take, no one talks about it.
This is definitely not the first topic of the episode.
If he doesn't scream, like, bloody murder when he's, like, getting detained. I mean, like, he wasn't really getting detained. They were just telling him, like, he couldn't go there.
You're going to arrest me like my brother Charles Oakley? Like, something like that?
That was a little too much. I mean, he is known for the theatrics. He is, I mean, the director, to be fair. But, I don't know. It's... Everyone's wrong and everyone's right at the same time in this situation.
And then last night or Wednesday night, there was a video of a couple of Knicks fans getting kicked out for chanting "sell the team." So we're back at it. when we were getting blown up by the Jazz, we were chanting "sell the team," and a bunch of people got kicked out. They weren't. I don't even think they were with each other. They just got kicked out on their own. They all met up and took a picture in front of that team entrance, or the team the employee entrance. So that's good.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It's you guys are so weird.
I've been to a couple of Knicks games in my life. I wish I was able to do sell the team chant. I wonder if
you mean that,
but I'm always up there so high, so it's like okay.
That's I mean that's content right there.
Yeah.
Get it? I mean. We both are very good chant starters.
Oh yeah, like 2017, circa 2017 Baldwin field hockey
game,
championship game where we lost.
One of the most ridiculous games, you know. Like that was, if we're gonna go back to that game, that was ridiculous. They shouldn't have even been there. They won one game the whole season, and it was the first playoff game.
Mm-hmm. No, that was a championship game.
No, I'm saying the game before.
I think they played two playoff games.
No, they only played one because the year before they won county, so they automatically made playoffs and already automatically made semis.
Let's write a letter to Congress talking about how
it
field hockey.
It was ridiculous. I complained to the I complained when I heard about it. I complained to the player.
Yeah, and what happened?
Huh?
No Cushy for a week or something like that.
We don't talk anymore.
Okay. some other shit going on in the NBA. James Harden, for some reason, out of the blue, he did an interview with Richard Nichols where he said, "I wish I could be 7 feet, run, and just dunk. That takes no skill at all. I got to actually learn how to play basketball and how to have skill. I'll take that any day." And people were able to figure out on Twitter, shout out Twitter, they were able to figure out that he was talking about Giannis. And
who else would he be talking about?
Wait, what?
Who else would he be talking about?
I was really confused when I saw that statement. I was like, what the hell is he talking about? Is LeBron something?
Yeah, because LeBron's 7 foot tall.
Is Giannis 7 foot tall? I don't think Giannis is officially 7 feet tall, too. So.
I don't think he's 7 at all. I think he's probably like 6'10", 6'9", near there.
Let's see. Giannis.
No way he's 7 foot tall.
Giannis is 6'11". So he's running.
Pushing.
So very weird that Harden would just do this. It's very weird that he would talk about how it takes no skill to be 7 feet tall.
So out of the blue. And
I'm gonna say it. Giannis is a million times better than James Harden.
I wouldn't say a million times better.
Oh, I would say, because James Harden, I mean, Giannis can do almost everything better than him, besides shoot threes.
Yeah, but James Harden is like still.
Yeah, I know.
Top
I was
five.
Exactly. Okay, I'll say it. But still. I'll take Giannis any day over James Harden.
Well, anyone would. Yeah, Giannis is legit.
And
Giannis.
Well, it also doesn't help your argument that the next day after you said that, he scores 47 points. Oh, no, sorry. He scored 32 points, 13 rebounds, and 6 assists in just 27 minutes. So, can't really, kind of hurt your argument there.
I guess it does, yeah. I mean, I feel like he can just do that.
Also, I guess, should we say Shaq's no longer the best center of all time now?
What do you mean?
He was just too tall. He was just that doesn't count anymore.
No, he had I mean Shaq was not known for practicing or having the best skill.
Exactly. So he was just, the only reason he was good because he was too tall.
The weird thing about this is it's not even like they're a rival, and it's not even like Giannis is in this conference. Like
well,
it was just so
stand because of what he said during the All-Star game or during the All-Star draft.
What did he say during the All-Star draft?
He said they were doing the draft. He's like, it was either between Kemba or James Harden, I think it was. And he was like, oh, I want someone who can pass the ball, so I pick Kemba Walker.
But that's not even a slight.
I mean, kind of is. They're saying that James Harden isn't a passer.
He's not much. I mean, he's not bad.
He's one of those guys where he racks up the assist numbers, but he's really just a ball hog.
Oh, like a Westbrook. Like once he hits the 10 mark, he's done.
Yeah.
Well,
also, you can't almost shit yourself. It was a bad visual. I don't think he actually shit himself. But you can't look like you shit yourself.
That was, I mean, for one from a person who,
we'll say from a fat from two fat guys who sweat a lot.
It gets gross down there.
Yeah,
and you don't know what you. And, like, when you're playing and sweating, you don't know what's going to come out.
Yeah. It's not James Harden's fault that they were wearing white shorts.
And he probably, you know, he probably just in a white Harden.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was gonna say. You should get, this guy should get what's it called, the Japanese toilet, whatever it's called.
The thing that spritzes a little water in.
Yeah.
What's that called? I know what you're talking about.
I don't know. I can't. It's on the tip of my tongue. It's actually the F.
Fritz. It's not a Fritzer. I'm about to look it up.
I know. I'm looking it up too. Bidet.
Bidet. That was a B. That was not.
I want a bidet. I feel like bidet. Bidets can really help my life.
I would be happy to have a bidet.
Yeah.
I don't know. I hate when I'm taking a shit and some water splashes back.
Yeah,
up,
but you, this is different type. This is just fucking high pressure water just cleaning everything.
I don't want that thing shooting into my hole.
Buddy, let's be honest. I want a lot of things spraying my hole.
They're not the only thing shooting into my hole.
So yeah, this is a bad visual from James Harden. No, it was just ass sweat. There's nothing to it.
It was very, yeah, it was obviously just ass sweat.
Well, I shit, listen, as a guy who shit his pants before, that's not the color that your shit looks like.
No, and it would have been running. Like, if it was for, like, well, I mean, back to the Lamar Jackson talk.
What?
We wouldn't know if he did shit himself if he was running.
Yeah.
Let's
just start this conversation here before I just
start
cutting
the
stuff out, please. Let's just move on. Before I move on, fuck off, James Harden. You're overrated.
He's not overrated.
He's up there. He's up there.
He's probably like one of the best players of all time.
I don't know about that.
James
Harden is not one of the best players of all time. That's a conversation for LeBron James, Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant, Chamberlain, Bill Russell, Magic Johnson, not James Harden.
I'm saying like all time, he's like probably top 15.
No, not even close.
Top 20.
No.
By the end of his career, you're telling me he's not top 20.
He's already 30.
So you're telling me by the end of his career, he's not top 20, at least top 10. You're being ridiculous. You don't admit that.
He's not even really top players in the NBA.
The numbers just like
he's not in my top five in the NBA. How can he be top 20 of all time?
Who's your top five in the NBA?
Let's see. LeBron's gonna be number one just because of the name. Number two, Giannis. Number three, let's go Kevin Durant when he's healthy.
Well, I mean, but like you said, in the NBA right now,
Kevin Durant's in the NBA. He's not.
He's not playing. He's out the season.
All right, fine. I'll take Anthony Davis as well.
Okay.
Let's see. Who are the other guys made the All-Star game? What's it? Kawhi. Kawhi's better.
All right. Kawhi's better.
And what's the other Western All-Star guy who made it over James, besides James Harden?
Sabonis.
No. Fuck, what was it? It was LeBron, Kawhi, AD, Harden, and who was the other player?
Westbrook?
No, it wasn't Westbrook. Fuck, who was the other starter? Point guard was Harden.
Wasn't Kyrie?
No, who the fuck were the All Stars? I'm bugging out right now.
I'm trying to think who was on the court when they shot the foul shots.
It's not a good day for us thinking. Oh, no. Luka Doncic, was he starting? I'll take Luka Doncic.
Luka Doncic. All right, you're ridiculous. Just dumb.
James Harden just he gets a lot of credit because there's games where he's doing right now. He's shooting like 2 for 8 from 3-pointer. Like he's so he can be one of those inconsistent players, right?
Then he has the games where he's like insane.
And also his team don't do anything.
Oh, sorry. Bruins are in overtime right now. Oh no. Oh no. Oh no!
Listen, James Harden gets to a final, so I'll change my conversation.
I mean, my top five is obviously LeBron, obviously Giannis, Reggie Jackson, Gordy Dane, and you know what, John Morant. I don't know much about basketball. I don't know why you continue to fight me on basketball.
What?
I don't know why you continue to fight or have any of my
You're
points.
You're Basco the demigod.
I am. I'm not going to lie. I'm sixth man of the WestCon Hoopers team.
All right, let's move on. Shaq hairline. We just talk about this. Shaq's hairline. If it's real, it might be the worst hairline I've ever seen.
That had to be that. I'm not gonna lie. This might be a hot take. Had to be the most fake thing in the world. That definitely was not his hairline.
I think it was real. I think it was honest. It didn't look fake. That was a thing.
That was some Carlos Boozer.
Nah. Carlos Boozer was fucking drawn on. That was on drawn on.
I'm trying to be funny out here.
Nah, I think that was real.
I think that was just Shaq. Oh, I'm Shaq. I'm trying to be funny. Oh, look at my hairline.
Well, Shaq is funny.
Shaq's funny because he says he's funny.
You're telling me you don't laugh at Shaq and Charles talk?
No. Because Charles is the one that – without Charles, Shaq would never That's still true. Be on since the NBA. Without Charles, Shaq would not – I mean, now Shaq can carry a conversation. But, like, without Charles, like, Shaq wouldn't be – oh, fuck. No, come on, save.
That's a crazy discouraged.
Did he say that? Oh, what a fucking save. I'm sorry. But yeah, no, I think that was fake.
Hello.
I don't know.
Hi, Mrs. Mirror.
Liam says hi. What? Liam says hi. Liam says hi.
Hi. Please
say
hi.
Yeah.
Liam, are you high?
No.
Hi, Liam.
How's your speech?
Everybody said we did good.
Right. She thought I was high?
No, I said Liam says hi. And then she said Liam, and she thought I said Liam is high.
Was she at banquet?
Yeah, she had to do a speech.
She really?
Yeah. My sister got stuck in it.
Who won?
I don't know.
I don't know. I was just asking.
All right, let's go.
Someone's banging on the door.
Yeah, I can hear.
You shaved?
Oh, my God. All right.
We were kind of in an intermission right there anyways. That's probably the best time for him to come. Oh, shit. Wait, I'm sorry. 2-on-1. Oh, my God. It's so laggy. Oh, Crew, what are you doing, bud?
All right, Tom Brady.
Let's fucking go. Crew just scored an overtime goal. Let's fucking go. Fuck you, Florida.
Hey, it's her time now. Talk about Tom Brady. Tom Brady. He was at the Syracuse game this weekend. Saturday, I think it was, with Julian Edelman. And it was a weird thing to see.
Very weird.
They did not look like they were getting along at all.
I told you this before the show, yeah. And I Tom Brady, I don't think, likes Julian Edelman.
Nah.
I think he's over it.
He doesn't like him because he wouldn't go to a Syracuse game with him if he didn't like him.
Yeah, but I think he's starting to get over it.
Yeah, he's starting, all right, you're being a little pest.
You're being like, a little you're kind
prick
of,
if
like,
you know what I'm
like,
saying.
We're teammates, like we're friends. You don't have to keep being so extra about this.
Yeah.
Like if I leave, I leave. Like, he's not gonna leave, but like if he leaves, he leaves.
Yeah. And there was a video of Julian Edelman saying Brady's coming back, Brady's coming back, and Brady just said this guy or no, he ain't. I don't know which one
he definitely did. He definitely did not say I'm not or he's not. He would not say that.
He might say to be a troll, you know?
Yeah, just like how he said the N-word.
Huh? You gotta stop with this stuff, Liam.
What are you talking about? That was
on
top.
That's a weird thing to bring up. That's all I'm saying.
No, because that was another thing that people misunderstood what he said. Mm. That's on topic. Don't even say it's not on topic.
Not really on topic.
I mean... He definitely said the N-word on
one. Also, he, for some reason, was FaceTiming Vrabel during the thing, which is very weird, too.
He was what?
He FaceTimed Vrabel. Vrabel.
Yeah, he did.
He's going to Tennessee.
He did FaceTime Vrabel.
Him and Julian Edelman both going to Tennessee.
Edelman might actually kill himself if Brady leaves.
Let's be honest. Julian Edelman find a way to leave and go join Tom Brady.
Brady, I'm coming with you. Oh, this fucking guy.
I don't know. It's Tom Brady watch 2020. We have until like April, I think it is, the season officially opens.
I'm moving up to. I'm saying 90% is going back now. I'm moving it up.
Oh, he went from.
I think more shit would have came out by now.
There has been stuff, but I don't really trust most of these sources.
Exactly. Like, you see the ESPN thing saying that they might trade Brady for Garoppolo?
Makes sense.
What?
Tom Brady, he's a young guy.
Get a lot of that would never guy. Happen. That would never happen.
Would you accept that trade?
No.
Ooh.
I don't know. There's a button that, like, if Brady definitely doesn't want to stay, then I guess.
Right now, would you make that trade for Jimmy Garoppolo?
And like it's with the uncertainty.
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
Because I give Brady as long as he wants to decide this.
Tony Romo.
Hmm?
Tony Romo got the biggest contract in sports announcing history. He got paid $17 million, which is an absurd amount of money they get for an announcer. Absurd.
That is a wild amount.
So there's a smart and dumb one at the same time. Smart because Romo is one of the best announcers out there. No doubt.
By far.
Most popular, too, I would say. He's definitely the most popular announcer.
People tune into, like...
I'll get to that. Also, if he did go to the ESPN, I think ESPN were trying to get the rights for the Super Bowl, so they did have someone like Tony Romo. That would help.
Tony Romo and Peyton Manning would be kind of cool.
But it was a dumb move, because I don't think I give a shit who's being the announcer of the game.
You say that, but, like...
Liam, I love Booger McFarlane. He's a terrible announcer. That's why I love him.
Booger McFarlane draws you into the game,
he doesn't draw me into the game. I could care less who. For the most part, I'm watching games on mute because I'm doing something else when I'm watching a game.
I'd watch a Monday night game just for Booger McFarlane, just to hear whatever he says.
Well, you got some bad news. I think Booger McFarlane's out.
Is he really?
Yeah, they think ESPN is offering Peyton Manning $20 million. Yeah.
They really want to get him out?
They hate Booger McFarlane.
I know, but the fans...
So a lot of people hate Booger McFarlane. It's crazy.
But, like, a lot of people love him.
No, majority of people hate him.
Stop.
No, majority of people definitely hate him. Like, in my sports class from my college, all everyone says is how much they hate Booger McFarlane.
His stupidness is what carries it.
That's why this 5-yard run is going to get a first. That's why this 5-yard run on first and five is going to get the first down, Joe.
It used to be that you would eat the bologna, but now.
That's why they call him All Day, because Adrian Peterson's nickname is All Day.
The very same. or what was it with Josh? I think he should run the ball here besides spiking it.
That was it. I think he should run the ball on 3rd and 14 instead of spiking it.
And Gene Steratore's like, and they spiked the ball.
Wow. Way to respect Joe Tessitore.
Who'd I say?
You said Gene Steratore?
Who's Gene Steratore?
I don't know. It sounds familiar.
I don't know why. Gene something.
Yeah.
Damn, sorry, Joe.
Yeah, but I could care less than announcers.
You're aware of, like, Michael Thomas? And you got him getting mad?
Oh, yeah, Michael Thomas got mad, but that's just stupid. There's no reason for him to get mad at Tony Romo, because the NFLPA is not, or the NFL, whatever, negotiations, isn't paying Tom Brady, or Tony Romo, sorry.
And also, the people who are getting paid less than Tony Romo, most of them, I would say, are not the reason why people watch the game.
Wait, what do you mean?
Like, people are not watching the game because of some backup DN getting paid like $3 million and Tony Romo's getting paid. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, kind of. It kind of goes against my point, what I just said, but sure.
You don't wait. What do you mean?
I'm saying like when I said I care less who the announer is.
That's you though.
But I feel like the majority of people could care less who the announer really is.
I don't think that's true. Like you
are you saying
like,
you're not gonna have the same amount of fun watching a football game on mute than if you had to listen to someone say talk about it?
I will watch a like Oklahoma State versus like Oregon State game just because Gus Johnson's calling the game.
Like, yeah, I know there is some exceptions. There are some exceptions.
You would watch like an NBA
I'd go on my way to watch Bill Walton games.
You see, and like
there
you
are
watch,
exceptions
like,
to it, but it's like for the most part, I can care less who really the announcer is.
Don't you love Kevin Harlan?
I do love Kevin Harlan, but I'm not going my way to watch Kevin Harlan.
But like, if you heard his voice, you'd stay and watch.
Oh no, yeah, that's 100%. I'm gonna watch that.
See, that's the thing. Romo, he definitely draws people at least for a little bit.
I guess I'm just doing this point where I just let the game like 17 million. Goddamn.
Yeah, no, it's a lot of money. It's a ridiculous amount of money for an announcer.
Imagine what would you do with $70 million? I don't think I would change anything in my life.
I mean,
I may like get like a PC, better computer. But other than that,
I'd fix my teeth. I hate my teeth.
Oh, you want some fake teeth? Huh?
I think I'd get like
you got some yellow chompers on you.
They're not even yellow; they're clear. I don't know what's going on with my teeth half the time.
I will get a nose job. My nose is a little crooked since I broke it.
You should just like get all your bones like replaced with like better bones.
I actually got that surgery where it makes me taller by 2 inches because they crack my bones and stretches them out. Then I'll be 6'1".
I would give the money to someone to dig up OG Mugbone.
Okay.
I'll leave it at that.
I forgot to put this topic, but I want to put it in now. The MLB spring training games where they're micing up the players, it's the greatest thing ever.
I have a problem with the MLB spring training game because, first of all, I actually haven't heard it. I haven't really seen them mic'd up. I have to check that out. But
it's very
funny. I mean, I have a big gripe with the MLB right now.
Why is that?
They they don't play any games. It's so annoying. Like, I want to watch the Red Sox, and they're never on TV.
For the most part. I know what you're saying, but I think it's because it's like there's just so many stuff going on. They don't want to record.
But it's not. But Nesson plays Red Sox games, and it's not like a 1 o'clock Red Sox game is going to get in the way of a 7 o'clock Bruins game.
Yeah, I know. But it's not even that. I think. There's so much like stuff going on in Florida. I don't think they want all this. I don't know. I'm making shit up. But I was gonna say so they did with the Mets and it was hilarious. They had Pete Alonso on. They had him with Robinson Cano as well. And well, let me talk in.
While Danny lets his dog in, I'd just like to say we are sponsored by the Daily Grind. Get your grind.
And they also had Dominic Smith, J.D. Davis, and Jeff McNeil all on at the same time, which is hilarious. They did one with Anthony Rizzo and Chris Bryant on at the same time with Joe Madden, who is their former coach and now on the Angels. They did it with him. So it makes a lot of good content.
Mic'd up coaches I like.
Yeah. They can't do it, obviously, during regular season. They're not going to put it. They can't do it when someone's in the outfield or someone hitting. But you could definitely do it when someone's in the dugout.
They've done it before.
Yeah, but no, they don't do mic'd up or they talk to announcers. They would bring like a broadcaster in.
No, didn't they stopped mic'ing up coaches during the game? Because I remember like I don't know, I think it was like Red Sox Astros and like I think Devers or something hit a bomb off one of their pitchers. And, like as he hit the bomb, like the guy was like, "Oh shit," and he fucking.
Oh yeah, Pete Alonso said. So his old teammate he was on the Cardinals now. His old teammate was like smiled at him. He's like, "This guy, this fucking guy smiled right at me on purpose." And they couldn't get the fucking part blanked out or cursed out, beeped out. So it just you heard him say "fucking." It was awesome.
I gotta check it out. I like when they mic'd him up during the All-Star game and stuff. That was fun.
Yeah.
Wait. If we're still talking about spring training, Garrett Cole.
Oh yeah, Garrett Cole. Yikes.
You're going to let Miguel Cabrera hit two home runs off you?
Multiple guys hit home runs off him.
Miguel hit two off of him.
Liam, male, whatever your name is.
Am I being dumb?
No. Please, for the love of God, don't let anyone hear this. Oh, my bad. Gerrit Cole's 2020 spring training stats, his last three starts, 5.12 innings pitched, 9.53 ERA.
Chills.
And whatever 1.76 WHIP means.
Yo.
Walks, hits, innings pitched. Yikes.
Don't let anyone know.
Please
that.
Do not. Please.
Like, keep your voice down when you're saying. Like, you're going to get us in trouble right now.
Also, Chris Sale, man, yikes.
Oh, yeah. He might – I think he might be out for a while.
Let's be honest. You should have seen this coming years ago, how skinny this guy is.
He still hasn't gotten Tommy John.
Yeah, I know. That photo I saw of him a couple of weeks ago, that was the most disgusting fit I've ever seen. What? I didn't think a man could be that skinny and tall.
Oh, with his shirt. Yeah.
Like, Kevin Durant's not that skinny.
He is – gross to look at. You look at his arms, it looks like he's anorexic. No, but I saw a report and it was like it's bad when like the pitcher said he's not happy that's not a Tommy John problem. Like it's elbow soreness right now. They still don't know what it is. Like he's scared because like he didn't like they, he thought it was Tommy John, but now it's like they just have no clue right now.
I hate this new Chris Paul commercial.
Is the new Chris Paul commercial?
The new Chris Paul. You don't know who that? Remember that the guy in the new Chris Paul commercial?
Nah.
You haven't? How do you not know the new Chris Paul?
What's the new? What are you talking about?
It's literally. I think it's the guy from. Don't quote me on this. I think it's the guy from. The guy who does the dance from. Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
The new Carlton?
Chris Paul. He's like, I'm Chris Paul.
Oh, wait. I think I may have seen it. I don't know.
Yeah, well, I just hate it. I just hate it.
We should do a power rankings on commercials. We should do a power rankings on, like, Foot Locker commercials. I just had that thought.
I'm more of an ESPN commercial guy than Foot Locker.
Ooh.
ESPN definitely commercials are a million times better.
R.I.P. What's his
name? Stuart Scott.
Yeah.
Corona. How we feel?
I mean,
fraud or not fraud?
Well, I mean, the thing about it is like the deaths are getting reported more than like the survivors. Really, that's what I'm annoyed about.
Well, that's what everything is.
It's a 2% death rate at this point.
3.1, I think.
But like the people who are dying are old people.
Yeah, but still,
and
you know what?
Honestly, like. Can get rid of the boomers if we really need one to.
Okay.
I'm joking. I love.
There has been 300 a total 3,200 fatalities and 95 illness reported.
That's around the world.
Yep.
Well, yeah. I mean, but like, I don't know. I don't want to say anything.
129,
I mean, a lot. You know where a lot of those deaths are coming from, and there's a reason why they're dying.
Okay. There's been three. Yeah, so it's weird. It sucks. Not a fan of it. I'm not a fan of it. I go to the city every day.
Yet to hit Connecticut somehow.
Yeah. Well, Connecticut goes right into New York every day. So we'll come there eventually.
That's the weirdest thing.
What?
Like the states that like have it legit like surround Connecticut, but Connecticut is yet to like have a case.
Yeah, it's maybe because it hasn't been reported yet, but.
I just think this feels like there's a lot of like freaking like crazy bunker people here, and they just like once they heard about Corona in the United States, they kind of bunkered down.
Excuse me, I'm tired.
Hey, I mean, I could bring Corona into the.
Yeah, when you come back to ball next week.
We'll take
you down to the LIR, go to the Penn Station, hit up Grand Central Terminal.
How are you feeling about that? Having to commute every day.
Oh, I could.
Is it weird?
I'll get to that in a little bit. But today I went to the subway after class. I had to make it to school. Class was done, and there's no place to wash hands. And I just fuck it. I just ate it. I just ate it.
You did not wash your hands.
I just know there's nowhere to wash your hands. So
the number way not to get it is just to be clean, and you legit just you.
I build
just
my
didn't
immune
do
system,
it.
Maybe.
You want it.
Bro, 2 weeks off school? little respiratory issues, you know. A little flu.
Are they talking about?
I had a flu a couple times in my life, you know. What's another one?
Are they? Yeah, you threw up blood last time.
That wasn't the flu. That was in the summer, so I don't know what that was. Maybe I was patient one for Corona. Who knows?
You could have had a disease that just no one knew like existed. I still can't believe you threw up blood.
It wasn't blood. It was Noah's blood.
You had a nosebleed, right?
Yeah, it was Noah's blood. Swallowed it and eventually threw it up. And I had stayed up for like 7 hours and my mom woke up and I was like, Mom. Like I twiddled my thumbs, Mom.
The finger touch.
Yeah.
Mommy, can you please help me in the bathroom? I threw up blood.
But yeah, games in Italy have been canceled. We're not canceled. They're saying no fans can show up for soccer games. Olympics, NCAA tournament, and WrestleMania are being talked about being canceled, which stinks. Yeah, a lot of craziness going on. Oh, and no more handshake lines, which sucks.
Which doesn't make any sense since you're playing a full game against
that person. Oh, shut up. You know touching people's hands is the reason it's going to cause it. Not the sweat that you're dripping on other people. Not you body pressing the other people. It's going to be the handshakes.
Not you accidentally hitting them in the face with your hand. not breathing down someone's neck.
Yeah. It's going to be the handshakes.
But yeah, so be honest, like, how you like? What is New York like?
Oh, I love it because so let's go down the thoughts now. My first thought, every day. So usually I have to park really far away from my train station because there's no spots left, especially when I have to go with it like really late. The other day there was parking. I was like, oh, okay, I like how this works
because no one's going
exactly.
And here's a little tip for you, Danny. Mm-hmm. If you're trying to get a seat on the subway, just start coughing.
Yeah, I'm not gonna be one of those douchebags.
Did you see that?
Yeah,
I don't want to bring it up. I mean,
what?
Wait, which one are you talking about?
I'm talking about the guy who put a picture, who wrote down saying, "There's someone in my office who had Corona, or is getting tested for Corona, so please don't stay next to me." And he's had a whole aisle to himself.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah,
I there was just some other video that kind of got me like not mad, but like I was like, I'll tell you later about it. All
right, So, yeah, that's my – and then there's nothing really has changed in New York. It's still really busy in Queens.
So, yeah. No, there's no, like, hysteria?
No, not yet.
Imagine when it starts getting bad.
Yeah. I can't wait. I also, with this, I refuse to wear a mask.
The mask – that's a
– I'm not gonna, I'm not going to say it. I'll tell you after.
The mask doesn't – protect you. The mask is for people who have Corona.
No, it protects you.
It doesn't.
It prevents stuff. It prevents the germs from going in your mouth. And
no, it's a myth.
What?
I swear to you, it's a like I don't know. I was reading something on it. It was like
so. You're saying if I cough in someone's mask, they would get the virus.
I would assume, yeah. It's still making contact. No, with but them.
The whole thing is that the air only the air is going through, not anything else.
Yeah, but when they take the mask off and they start touching the mask.
I think that's the whole point is they don't touch the mask. They throw it away and wash their hands right away.
Look it up. I'm telling you. The mask is for people.
I think
I'm right. It's the dumb thing.
So today when I was waiting for my bus, I saw a guy litter and I couldn't – I was like, oh, my God. The balls just litter nowadays. Like, he legit just threw his ball on the ground, like his bottle of Arizona on the ground and just left. I was like, oh, my God.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a blatant litter.
I know. That was like crazy. He's not even like the street and then just walked by. I was like, oh wow.
Not even like a fake litter.
He was like, no, I think he was trying to be like all nonchalant about it, but he did not come off as nonchalant.
Like, did he do the like hold it by your side and like look away and just drop it? All right, yeah. That's like a not even trying nonchalant right there. My move is like I set it down. And I just wait there for a little bit, and then I just, like, walk away.
So how do you write the word? All right, this is a stupid one. How do you write the word and if you're writing notes?
And?
Yeah. Like, I do, like, the symbol.
I do the down, across, and through the middle.
That's the symbol, right?
Well, yeah. Yeah, but, like, it's not like that. It's not like... Wait, it's not this symbol. Wait, is there no symbol on? It's not that simple.
So bad radio is texting me. Yeah, that.
Yeah, right. I know. It's so that's not that
I
one.
I write the one. I write the one where it's on the keyboard.
I do. Wait. Give me a second.
You just gotta, you're gonna draw it.
Wait. Yeah. I do. I don't even know if this is a symbol, to be honest. It might not even be.
It's a bad radio, but I think we're describing it well.
I do this and.
Still waiting on it. Still waiting.
Wait.
Waiting for this much anticipated. Oh, there it is. You write a four. You write an upside down four.
Basically.
That's not at all. I love how you put it in your hand too. That's not at all what an and symbol is.
I don't think I think I've seen it once, and I don't think it's I don't think it was used for a hand. I just haven't been using it as a one.
It's a weird one.
I
some people go with a plus, not an upside down four, but.
Well, it kind of is a plus, but like I put
but
a little
it's a
twist
four upside down.
A little twist.
So something's really pissing me off is the tweet. Like you see on Twitter how like it's like a tweet and then under it shows like, oh, this person replied to him.
Yeah.
I hate it. I don't want to see that.
What do you mean?
If I wanted to see someone's reply, like it would say, like some account that I don't follow at all replied to someone I followed.
Oh, I've never noticed that. No, because usually I see the reply of someone like who's like I follow just replied to like someone else who I followed.
It's not even someone I don't even follow these people. It's just random. Like it would be like this. Like it's like the most like really? Popular response to like the retweet of someone I follow.
Are they? Is the person retweeting it?
No, it just it says like for you for example like if I didn't follow you it would say mail didn't respond to the small Big Cat. Like what?
Really?
Want to see yeah.
That's weird.
It's pissing
I don't
me
know.
Off.
I've never come across that problem yet.
It's just pissing
maybe it's because you maybe it's because you're a bitch and you use night mode.
Oh, if you use light mode, oh my god, your eyes are gonna be poisoned by the end of your life.
I like a little originality in my
you
life.
You like originality? Bitch, you got turn on night mode.
What are you talking?
The original mode of Twitter is light mode.
Light mode, yeah. You use night mode.
Yeah. You're talking about original. I know what I mean now.
Yeah. You talk yourself.
You know what I'm saying. You know what I was trying to say.
I know what you're trying to say. Yeah.
That's all right. Let's move on. I've been listening to a lot of Minecraft music. Unironically, it's bopping. Like C418.
That's maybe one of the. Not the weirdest things you've said, but like one of the most honest things that you've done. I mean, do you do it like while you're studying or something?
Nah, it's like it'll be just something I have. Like, you never want to just listen to Cats.
Like you're just sitting like on the subway listening to.
If it comes to my playlist, yeah, I'll listen to it.
The fuck is this? Ew, that was terrible.
Minecraft, just the song Minecraft.
I can listen to that, like, maybe when I'm studying. That'd be a good thing.
If it's on my playlist, so if it comes on my playlist, I'll listen to it.
That's odd. That's, you know what? That might be the oddest thing.
Well, this might be a little worse. I want to be a Twitch simp. I want to find someone who...
this is Pool Boys. My name is Mel.
I want to follow someone who doesn't have a lot of... like a big following yet, give her the tier 3 sub, and then maybe become a mob. I'll be in. Like I can't do the Pokemon. Pokemon's too big now.
I was gonna say send like $7,000 to Pokemon. She said my name.
Give her 10,000 bits. Please say Smolo Dan. Hi Smolo Dan. Oh hi Smolo Dan.
She said it again. She said it. Let me say another.
I am a bit technically a Barstool simp at that point because I did get the shadow and then I got very happy.
That's a highlight right there.
Can't go down. I mean, can't go anymore up.
Nothing will ever beat.
Well, let's chill with this.
That was
I'm thinking about calling in the Barstool Radio eventually and trying to get in trivia.
Go for it.
Yeah. I think I can give him a run for his money on NBA.
Why not? Ooh, NBA.
Yeah.
Take him on Simpsons trivia. Yeah. I'll be on the other side. They don't do that?
No. All right, that's all I have. Do you have any thoughts, or you said no?
I had one, but I lost it. Let me try to think. Give me a few seconds to try to think about it again.
Yeah. So yes, I do want to be. I can't wait to be a Twitch simp. I just gotta get some cash flow first.
That'd be. I mean, I think I'd respect it.
I think a Twitch 3 sub, tier 3 sub. Sorry, I think it's $15 a month. Let me look for it.
Jesus Christ. Hi, my name is Daniel Mia, and I am a Twitch simp. Have you seen this person face to face?
No.
Nah.
You just said my name once.
Pokemon. I don't think Pokemon's. I don't think she's all that good looking anyway.
Oh. That's
big. Hot take right there.
I like her. She's getting. I used to be like, she's a little, like, you know. She's actually funny, you know. You're not the worst.
Is she not? I thought she.
Oh, tier 3 subs is $25. So.
Ooh. $25.
Yeah, and then I start gifting subs too.
Are people like, is that an actual thing?
Yeah. People tier 3 sub people. Or...
Danny, please don't become a Twitch.
It's gonna happen. My life's gonna just keep going like downhill, and then eventually. Hey, at least I didn't get a pocket pussy.
Got a point.
All right, I'll do it.
One of the worst investments in my life. That was not worth it.
We'll see you guys next week.
Peace.
So, you think you're untouchable?
Word life. This is basic thugonomics. This is basic thugonomics. Word life. I'm untouchable, but I'm forcing you to feel me. Word life. This is basic thugonomics. Word life. I'm untouchable, but I'm forcing you to feel me.
Whether fighting or spitting, my discipline is unforgiving. Got you backing up in a defensive position. An ass kicking anthem, heavyweight or bantam. Holding camps for ransom, the microphone phantom. Teams hit the floor, it's the new fight joint. Like a broken needle, kid, you missing the point. We dominate your conference with offense that's no nonsense. My theme song hits, get your reinforcements. We strike quick with hard kicks, ducking ice sticks, bare knuckle mitts through fight pits. Beat you lifeless, never survive this. Get forgot like all timers. Two-faced rappers walk away with four shiners. The raw rhymer, turning legends to old timers. My incisors like a viper biting through your one liners. New Dead Man Inc., and we about to make you famous. Taking over Earth and still kicking in Uranus.